brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for joining us. I am in my new studios. This is our official maiden voyage today. We are going to be live on this Tuesday edition for the next 4 hours. Again, thank you for joining us. It is December 16th, 2008. And let me tell you about some of the guests we have coming up. We have the blogger, Ben Holstrom, who first reported on the Marines to be involved at checkpoints in violation of posse comitatus and every canon of a free society out in San Bernardino, California, outside 29 Palms. It was then picked up by the local news talk station. And I have the press releases put out by the California Highway Patrol where they said the Marines would be taking part in hundreds of square miles of different checkpoints. And they did indeed carry out those checkpoints. Then they lied to the public and said no Marines were involved. But the local news talk station, we had the news director on yesterday, was able to send his people out there to witness the Marines aiding in the checkpoint. And here is the sobriety driver's license, East German checkpoint. It says the sobriety driver's license checkpoint will be operated from 9 p.m. to 2:30 a.m. The media may contact Barstow Dispatch Center at 760-255-8700 on December 12th. And this is going through the 30th into the end of the year. Now, they then put out another press release, and this press release says that the Marines would be involved. The Morongo Basin Office of the California Highway Patrol, CHIP, in conjunction with the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department and the U.S. Marine Corps Military Police, will conduct a joint sobriety driver's checkpoint on Friday, December 12th. So that happened in checkpoints throughout the weekend and are continued and are ongoing every single night out there on the highways. They then put out another press release a day later saying, oh, no, there's no Marines involved. And then the media went out there, and there were Marines. Now, the public is on my message boards and on the Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com comment pages saying that there are no Marines, it isn't true, it isn't happening, or the same people that were saying that we were lying about this are now saying, so what, it's good, it's okay to have Marines on the streets of America, it doesn't violate posse comitatus. So you talk about total doublethink and denial going on, it is happening. And we have Gunnery Sergeant Cox, or Humbertson, they tell us one of the two will be coming on the show from the California Marines, MCA GCC Public Affairs. That is coming up in the next hour. So we'll be going over all of that for you today. My thanks to the local news station, KCDZ-FM, for getting me these two press releases that the Marines and the CHIPs are denying even exist right now. So you can walk up to the Marines and touch them at the checkpoints, but they will tell you to your face, we do not exist. Just like at Waco when the Delta Force was smashing into the building and setting it on fire, they were broadcasting, this is not an assault, this is not an assault, this is not an assault. And as the Davidians ran out the back, they were gunned down, and they kept saying, not an assault, not an assault, not an assault. Basic military psych warfare being used against the American people. So again, does it matter how many videos of Marines at checkpoints we have, how many videos of Marines arresting U.S. citizens we have going back to the late 1990s, that no matter how many videos we have of the Army coming up with the FBI and telling us turn our cameras off in Central Texas, no matter what we have on tape, no matter what is admitted, no matter if the Washington Post and CNN and everybody else announcing that they will use troops in America and even foreign troops in the United States, the public has been trained for decades that this did not exist, and so they are saying no, 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 no. It doesn't exist. This is mass mind control, ladies and gentlemen. Then we have Wayne Madsen on the Wayne Madsen Report joining us in the fourth hour today. I have got so much news on the economy, the police state, the up-and-coming constitutional convention. We will cover it all right here on the maiden voyage out of the new studio. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, we're going to have Tex Mars in studio for 2 hours on Thursday, and it looks like Jim Mars will be in studio with us as well on Friday. Congressman Ron Paul joins us right at the start of this worldwide transmission against tyranny and defense of liberty tomorrow. Wednesday morning, the 17th of December, 2008. I do want to take some phone calls here in the first hour on any news item, any issue you wish to discuss. I would imagine you'd want to talk about what's happening with the economy or the fact that the Marines and the Highway Patrol have been deceptive in California about the Marines being involved in the checkpoints, and there's so many other issues. So the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You know, I mentioned this on Friday. I talked a little bit about it on Sunday, but I really haven't gotten into enough detail on it. So today I'm going to attempt to spend some time on this. Constitution rewrite only 2 states away. Critics say this is a horrible time to try such a crazy scheme. Kurt Nemo did a report over the weekend on it. Globalist Constitutional Convention dealt a defeat in Ohio, one of the 2 states that are trying to pass it, but they're coming back attempting to do it. On Wednesday of last week, the Ohio Judiciary Committee were confronted by members of the Campaign for Liberty, Ohio Freedom Alliance, We Are Change Ohio, John Birch Society, the Institute for Principled Policy, Constitution Party of Ohio, the Libertarian Party of Ohio, who testified against the House resolution there in the legislature to be one of the final states to send this through. Again, there are only two states away, and Ohio called for an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. And we have a video posted on Infowars.com right now. And the committee voted for now to set it aside, but the fight is intensifying on that front. I know most listeners of this radio show know what a constitutional convention means. Some may not. We have not had one since 1913 when they gave us the 17th Amendment that took the senators away from the states before the legislatures would appoint them. That would mean they were creatures of the state, a powerful tool for the 10th Amendment. Now they are popularly elected, which they call pure democracy, but it's not, because it makes the federal power be overwhelming. Instead of elected representatives that you elect at the state level, they then appoint with another vote, which is democratic in the republic form of government, the senator. They also gave us the income tax in 1913 and a lot more. What are the groups saying that are trying to pass the Constitutional Convention and have quietly gotten 30-plus states? They only need two more. 32 states have already done it. If they get 34, it's a done deal. And by law, it goes to the full states. And then look out. Now, they tried this in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and we were always aware of it. Patriots were always aware of it and fought it. And they've never gotten up to this number since 1913, since they were successful. Normally they'd get 15, 20 states and we would beat it back, we would stop it. This was done so sneakily, so quietly, that no one was even aware of this until last week. And I did get emails from people, you know, telling me about it, and again, we dropped the ball. I mean, I'm not omnipresent. We can't keep track of everything, and I appreciate listeners panically calling the office and commenting on the InfoWars comment pages and Prison Planet comment pages saying, Alex, get on this. Yes, we are on it now, and we want to commend We Are Change and others in Ohio who were on this weeks ago. That's why we need listeners to support this radio show, because I do not have the funds to hire more people than I need just to read the email, just to prepare it in folders and give me the information that's important from all the spam and baloney that we get and all the Viagra ads and mortgage ads and the rest of it. We're a small organization, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why purchasing the books and videos at Infowars.com or calling a toll-free number to get them, or having a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, or supporting our sponsors is so important, because we are maxed out here on what we're spending and what we're doing to be able to fund this operation. And the imploding economy is affecting everybody, including this operation, because the video sales, again, are about half of what they've been the last few years, because the economy is in so much trouble, and that's how I fund my operation. Just imagine as this intensifies, as we get deeper and deeper into this, you know, you may hear me put out the call for just straight up donations so that we can just maintain, much less expand. And we need to expand. You know, we need to, without the money bomb, we couldn't have done what we've done now, moving into a bigger office so we could physically hire more people and so that we could physically produce a better radio show and a TV show to get the word out. And I can think of no better place, more effective place to support, bang for the buck, what we're able to do with my news websites and the radio show and the films. So that said, we are on top of that. I was busy running around last week dealing with the Marines and the rest of it and missed that, so I thank you for giving me a heads up. Dollar staggers as U.S. unleashes cash flood and deficit expands. That's Bloomberg Financial. The biggest foreign exchange strategists and investors say the best may be over for the dollar after a four-month 24% rally. It lost 5.9% in just the last week. And it goes on to say the Federal Reserve is, quote, turning up the presses. But it isn't really printing more money. It's just shipping trillions of dollars offshore to offshore banks that are openly setting up the world government. And that's why gold has gone up over $140 in the last 3 weeks. They artificially tried to manipulate it in the paper market with gold on the COMEX, and that is now being reversed very, very quickly. Now, continuing here with the news, report Mexico more dangerous than Iraq. This is from Newsmax, and for years I've been pointing out that the State Department since 2005, and that's when I first noticed it, they actually have been listing it since 2004, list the Texas-Mexico border and the Arizona-Mexico border as more dangerous than the West Bank per capita. Sure, you've got a bus bombing every month or a hand grenade attack or a rocket attack might kill somebody once or twice a month in Israel, and that's certainly terrible, and what's happening to the Palestinians is terrible. You know, they're dying every day. But statistically, it is more dangerous on the border with the United States and Mexico than in anywhere in the world. I mean, rocket attacks, hand grenade attacks, mass murders, hundreds of women alone every year kidnapped out of several Texas border towns and sacrificed. Again, do not believe me. You can't make this up. It's been in Texas Monthly. It's been in the Dallas Morning News, but it hasn't gotten the attention it should. I mean, every few months I see a new story of where they find 10, 20, 30, 40, in one case, 100 and something bodies right over the Texas-Mexico border of dead women with their hearts cut out because the drug dealers are Satanist. The particular drug cartel on the Texas Mexico border from Boquillas right over to the border with New Mexico with the major city there. Again, it sounds like the Twilight Zone. If you don't believe me, Google satanic murders on the Texas-Mexico border. But that's a small part of it. This year so far, and the last time I saw the number was 2 months ago, this year so far on the Texas-Mexico border, according to the Houston Chronicle, 2,000 people are dead, and that was 9 months into the year. Again, I haven't seen a story since then. We just know that the situation is intensifying. The escalating drug war in Mexico has now made America's southern neighbor a more dangerous place than Iraq, according to Strategy Page, a military affairs research group site. This month, about 26 people a day are dying from criminal and terrorist violence a day in Iraq. That's a bit lower than the death toll in northern Mexico, which on a bad day, like last November 3rd, saw 58 people killed. The website writes in a headline post, Mexico, Iraq is safer. At least 7,000 people have been killed in a two-year war between the Mexican government and the major drug cartels along the U.S.-Mexico border, according to the University of San Diego Transborder Institute. President Calderon has deployed an estimated 45,000 troops and 18,000 police officers in 18 states in Mexico. Now, again, the most dangerous area is on the 2,200-mile stretch from the Pacific Ocean, where California borders Mexico, and then to the border of Texas with Mexico, with Laredo and the other cities that are down there on the border with Laredo and Nuevo Laredo. And, again, other major cities there that were tourist meccas and are now boarded up shops and shut down hotels. And that was before the economy went south. They were shut down 3, 4, 5 years ago, depending on the city, because things are so bad. Now, understand what's happening here. And, you know, they caught the head of Mexico's anti-drug police a month ago, dealing drugs, being paid hundreds of millions a year, tens of millions a month. They're constantly catching basically just hundreds of high-level members of the government. CIA aircraft earlier this year, a CIA aircraft crashed with 3.5 tons of pure cocaine, and it was an official CIA aircraft also used to shuttle ghost site victims, people that have been kidnapped, including U.S. citizens, to be flown overseas. So it's just totally corrupt, and what's happened is the United States is giving more than $20 billion a year. Bush proposed a few months ago to give over $140 billion, I believe it was $146, but you can pull that story up, $140-plus billion to, quote, fight drugs. What's happened is the $400-plus billion a year narcotics trade just in the United States and Canada a year is so profitable that there are heavily armed, powerful sub-cartels or cowboy groups that are challenging the CIA, that are challenging the big U.S. Federal Reserve banks that openly launder the money. And so the United States has been launching drug wars, but to control the drugs and to knock out their competition in Colombia and other areas for decades. Now there's a full-bore drug war trying to knock out their competition in Mexico, but that's only part of it. There's all the human smuggling, all the other corruption that comes with it. Every week I see another Texas sheriff caught dealing drugs. The government's dealing drugs. They're killing police. But when that happens, when U.S. police are killed, it's covered up because it's politically incorrect to show that police are being killed on the Texas border.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 16, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $835.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $860.68, $430.34 for the half ounce, and $215.17 for a quarter ounce. That's $860.68, $430.34, and $215.17.
On June 4, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Santa, Christmas Eve and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it away.
The big issue with Mexico is that the systemic institutionalized corruption.
The places where you used to play.
has now spread all over the Southwest into the police, law enforcement, into the mayors, into the sheriffs, into the constabulary. It's now in Indiana. It's now in Missouri. It's now in New York. And the police, if they don't get bought off, they just get scared and start turning a blind eye to the drug dealers. It's easier to bust your teenager with some marijuana, or they're stupid enough to have ecstasy or to be taking it. It's easier to throw them in the hooscow instead of going after the real crime. The only way to stop the implosion of the United States and Mexico is to decriminalize heroin and cocaine and other narcotics, and then all of the masses of money involved with prohibition historically will disappear, and the corruption will have to find another area to try to capitalize on. And that's why the mafia lobbied to have liquor made illegal and actually used Christian front groups that they donated to get that done with the last constitutional convention they had that passed alcohol prohibition. That also happened in the last Con. And then they had to have another convention, so I guess they had one more after 1913, to be able to amend it and get rid of it. The drug war has been a great success. It's corrupted the police, it's corrupted the military, it's corrupted the counties. The banks are laundering the money, and society is completely collapsing. Meanwhile, I was reading a few days ago, and then strangely enough, I was reminded by Gary Brownfield this morning with a guest, that in Missouri, of all places, they're going to make you pay on top of your hunting license, and they say it's a privilege to hunt on your own property, that you have to register your premises. So we fought the feds on their premises ID and their animal ID. There's no law. They're just trying to force it through with regulatory orders. And now the states themselves are coming and saying, you've got to register your property. And then when you go get a hunting license, they have to check your registration to be able to hunt on your own land. And there's not even a law. They say it is a privilege. And this is to restrict and tax and regulate hunting. They've banned hunting in most nations in Europe. England has basically banned almost every form of hunting, though the royal family is exempt. They continue. And this is all about destroying culture, domesticating man, taxing every cow, every chicken, every horse, every goat you have, regulators on your property. That's all unfolding as well. So they're throwing the book at the citizens, micromanaging every facet of our society. But if your Mexican drug lords rocketing police stations or newspapers in the United States, it's kept very quiet. And then if Border Patrol agents get shot at or somebody pulls a gun on them and they actually defend themselves, they go to prison and get put in general population and beaten within an inch of their lives because they want the message sent to the Border Patrol not to do their job. So the Border Patrol instead is told to go pick up trash on the side of the roads and then pull back 100 miles from the border and harass U.S. citizens. And it's been documented that they do not arrest illegal aliens. They are there running checkpoints against citizens. So absolutely disgusting. Iraq to probe custody abuse of Bush shoe assailant. As you know, on Sunday, this individual threw two shoes at the weasel who dodged them. And reportedly, according to the French news agency, he had his arm broken and his ribs broken. And so that's going on. He fared better than this fellow in the London Independent. And it's a report also out of the AP. U.S. detainee dies in U.S. custody in Iraq. He's one of thousands of detainees that die of heart attacks, 15-year-olds, 20-year-olds. This guy was a 25-year-old man pronounced dead by doctors of a heart attack. Kind of like they taser hundreds of people who are young. They have heart attacks, and they say, well, the taser had nothing to do with it. He had a heart attack and died right after we tasered him, but it has nothing to do with it. It's also been cases of police that get tasered, because they all do that to be a taser officer. And where they've had a lot of health problems or had heart attacks afterwards. And it's very, very serious, ladies and gentlemen. But, hey, it's not the tasers. It's a new syndrome where you just so happen to die after you're tasered because the taser makes you so scared. Continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, it turns out that the Securities and Exchange Commission had many complaints filed with them over the fact that this individual, Bernard Madoff. They're now saying it's $100 billion. It was $50 billion yesterday. They're saying $100 billion at least he stole in a Ponzi scheme run out of an official New York brokerage firm. He's now been picked up and arrested. He's admitting it was a scam. And it turns out, of course, the Securities and Exchange Commission knew this was happening. Well, yeah, I mean, the whole derivatives market, the whole securities market is a Ponzi scheme. This guy was just doing what they do.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Well,
with sword and pistol by
the Marines
side.
Are now backing off.
Many a young maid lost her baubles.
Their promise to come on this radio show and account for their activities running checkpoints in California against us worthless puke civilians. Aaron Dykes, coming up in about 20 minutes, will give us a report on that. I'm going to play the local news report here on air so we can analyze it. And we're going to have one of the local news reporters on to discuss it. So that is coming up. Look at the London Independent today. The man who conned the world... Bankers, billionaires, charities, and film stars. Oh, what are charities doing? Investing the charity money in the derivatives market. Bankers, billionaires, charities, and film stars are among the victims of the 50 billion fraudster, now I have reports saying it's 100 billion, this is just this article says 50 billion, whose exposure deals a fresh blow to financial confidence, according to one tycoon facing a $9 billion loss alone. Oh, there's tycoons out there that are facing $9 billion losses just in one investment alone. But they tell us Bill Gates, only worth about $40 billion now because he gave half his money to eugenics, is the richest man. He is not the richest man. There were people with billions of dollars 100 years ago. The fallout from the arrest of Wall Street grandee Bernard Madoff was continuing to grow last night as institution after institution detailed the extent of their possible losses, and the victims of the UK were headlined by the HSBC and the Royal Bank of Scotland, which is majority owned by the British government. That's not true. It's really owned by the Private Bank of England. The charity set up by the Hollywood director Steven Spielberg was among those revealed to be among the victims. Again, he does that to be tax-free. Those aren't really charities. With a foundation set up by Mort Zuckerman, one of the richest media and property magnates in the United States, dozens of Jewish organizations, sports teams owners, and New Jersey senator. But the biggest confessions were coming from Wall Street, from the City of London, and from the headquarters of European banks, and from banks around the world. They have poured billions of dollars into his too-good-to-be-true investment fund, which appeared to be double-digit annual returns, come rain or shine. And Japanese banks, Chinese banks, Arab banks, they all invested. Now, that's all that's happening with Goldman Sachs. That's all that's happening with Bear Stearns. That's what's happening with Citibank. That's what's happening with all. That's what they do. That's what they do. They take other people's investment money, and then they leverage it out with fractional reserve banking. That's what Bill Clinton did and that Bush expanded. But in the late 90s, they repealed the Glass-Steagall Act and other laws saying that private brokerage firms could engage in fractional reserve banking. If you invest $1 with their mutual fund, they take that and don't tell you the mutual fund is derivatives. And they take it, and then they loan out the debt over and over again. They take people's mortgages and then package them and sell them as a AAA-rated gold. I mean, there's hundreds of different vehicles that they're doing this with. The point is, it's a total and complete Ponzi scheme, and guess who gets left holding the bag? These financial institutions, while the money is still seen as valuable before the Ponzi scheme is imploded, which they by themselves, by design, imploded, they then buy real assets, then they tell you that it was a Ponzi scheme, they blame some mid-level minion, and then the very same institutions that engineered all of this, pose as our saviors, go to Congress 8.5 weeks ago now and say, you've got to give us total power to buy these subprime mortgages, they caused it all. Anybody with half a brain could look at it and know it wasn't the subprime mortgages, it was the derivatives, the subprime mortgage securities being a small part of. In the tens of trillions of dollars. Well, the derivatives are 1,500 trillion, 1.5 quadrillion. And they then take that money while it still had value and they buy real assets and then they leave you and me and everybody else holding the bag as the taxpayer. And they say, oh, the taxpayer will guarantee all of this. But in truth, they know the Ponzi scheme's so big, no amount. 100 trillion, 200 trillion, 300 trillion, 400 trillion, 500 trillion, 600 trillion. No amount of money could ever fix this. And so the next part of the Ponzi scheme is the scam selling the public that they've got to, quote, bail this out, when that is just another level of the Ponzi scheme. And they've now taken the 8.5 trillion, and we haven't found out in almost 2 weeks what the latest numbers are going to be. That's the old number of 8.5 trillion. And they're actually taking that, they're letting the institutions fail, and they're taking that money and then leveraging it again through fractional reserve investing. Shouldn't even call it banking. So this is a military fraud operation, and now they're burning one of their mid-level people who kind of was an independent or wildcatter, kind of a cowboy out on the side doing this himself. And so now the media is blaming him for everything. First it's subprime mortgage, now it's going to be this guy, Madoff. It's just unbelievable. So for all of you out there, if they'll rip off Steven Spielberg, if they'll rip off all these big charities, if Wall Street will rip them off for now over $100 billion, and every day, you know, it's $10 billion, then $50 billion, then $100 billion, it'll probably be, who knows, you know, hundreds and hundreds of billions more with just this one guy's scam by the time we find out how bad it is, because he leveraged it. He engaged in fractional reserve scams, Ponzi scams. And they're now saying the taxpayers will be on the line for that. And so all these powerful charities and directors and people, they're going to end up getting some of their money back at the expense of dollar devaluation and at the expense of the American people. So I'm seeing a lot of military folks and police in military and police forums going, I'm not worried about other pension funds or teachers losing their pension funds or private industry or the automaker workers, the auto workers losing their pensions. I won't lose my pension because I work for the government. And, you know, that's true. They have announced in Congress in the last month and a string of hearings what they're going to do. They're going to take everyone's pension fund, everyone's 401k, even if it's private. They're going to nationalize it. They are then going to devalue it and put a huge tax on it yearly, and you will receive a government check that is a fraction of what you would have gotten if your investments weren't a fraud, that you were promised and told were safe. So that's what's going to happen. And then you will also not just have a reduced amount that's paid to you. They will cheat you on cost of living and claim that inflation's only 6.2% this year, when inflation is more like 15 to 20%, headed into next year of 25 to 30% is what most of the financial analysts and economists are even saying mainstream. You know, we were telling you 3 or 4 years ago that by 2010, conservatively, you'd have 20% a year compounded interest. We've been having more than 12% compounded interest for the last 5 years. That's why the standard of living has dropped so much. But again, they're going to tell you that your pension fund check, your 401k, whatever, after it's nationalized, has a cost of living of only 6, 7%. And then it turns out the International Herald Tribune is reporting that another blow to the reputation of the Securities and Exchange Commission. They were warned, complaints were filed years ago about this particular Bernard L. Madoff investment securities. And they had not even gone and looked into it. Of course, this is a class of criminals. They wear suits. They're handsome. They went to Ivy League schools. They speak well. And they've taken over the country. It was Madison Avenue. It was Wall Street. Out of Harvard and Yale that set up with the British, the OSS, that set up naval and army intelligence. And they set up the CIA with the National Security Act in 47. Skull and Bones was founded, this is in the encyclopedia, by the British East India and Dutch East India Company money. The opium monopoly literally founded that as a British intelligence hive to train British intelligence operatives. This is mainstream history. Then they set up CIA out of OSS that is British intelligence. And what is their main game? Fractional reserve banking and Wall Street scams. They own the money machines. They control the regulators. They're allowed to do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want. And so that's how they've got a rigged game, and that's how they're able to buy up the world. And if a smaller company or a smaller diamond mine or silver mine or gold mine or timber company starts cutting into their business, they send in regulators and shut them down for more than 70 years. Big government is the tool of the elite, of the rich, of the powerful. And so Christopher Cox, who leads the Securities and Exchange Commission, is doing its job protecting the criminals. And when you find out that you have had $1.5 quadrillion stolen on your paycheck, on your credit card, on your taxpayer back, and you get angry about it, and when they shut the economy down fully, which they're now doing, they're flipping the switches off right now, going down the line. Let's say there's 20 switches as an analogy. There's about 10 switches left, and they're flipping them off. Doo, doo, They're just going down the line, switching it off, and then suddenly you see troops on the streets. Suddenly you hear the troops are going to be on the streets on the news. Suddenly they tell you they have built camps for your safety. Suddenly they admit, yes, we've hired 26,000 preachers secretly to sell you on martial law. Suddenly you hear that there is InfraGuard with 23,000 executives trained with automatic weapons to carry out martial law and shoot to kill orders of whoever they're told to kill. Their employees. That's mainstream news. They're everywhere. They are the corporate criminals, and they are going to carry out the total destruction of this nation. Now, if you're a compartmentalized Marine, or a compartmentalized sailor, or a compartmentalized Army officer, or a compartmentalized FBI agent, or a compartmentalized BATF, or whatever you are, a compartmentalized Department of Land Management, or a compartmentalized bureaucrat, and you're saying, hey, Alex, I know you're telling the truth about this. Everything you said's come true. It's all admitted now in the news. $8.5 trillion stolen in 7 weeks. We're almost 9 weeks into this. We haven't gotten new numbers in almost 2 weeks. Who knows what it'll be when new numbers come out. They come out sporadically. They're telling Congress they won't say where the trillions went. They admit $4-plus trillion has been stolen out of the Pentagon pension funds. Associated Press reported 7.5 years ago it was $2 trillion. Congress has been told on video by Rumsfeld that he won't tell them where the money went. If you aren't part of this, you need to speak up and be heard now, because if they'll steal everything that Steven Spielberg has, and if they'll steal what senators' money, and they'll steal major corporations' money, what will they do to you? I mean, if they've stolen $9 billion of Mort Zuckerman's money, this is in one scam. What will they do to you? You are not immune from this. We have got to come together now. That's why I've tried to cut back on the name-calling and the rhetoric and getting angry and blowing up at you people that have engaged in evil and gone along with this system. Because I know they get you all hyped up. They teach you and tell you that you're doing this to protect America, and we've got to cut corners and break the rules. And, oh, the Marines are out running checkpoints, but it is to stop drunk drivers and check driver's license. Oh, come on, Alex. No, they're selling us this incremental takeover because now they're getting ready to fully drop the hammer. And if you don't want to be totally bankrupt, all of you, if you don't want to be totally enslaved and have no future, you better say no to this fraud now. Many times in third world countries, the people rise up, figure out what's happening, and the fraud is stopped midway or partway in. Or sometimes at the start. We're deep into this now. It's already devastating. But we may be able to close some bulkheads off on the ship, pump out the water, and get her righted and get her back into port and then fix things. But if this continues even a few more months, while everybody's distracted by Obama and in lovey-dovey land with him, it's over. He's a diversion and a distraction while you're looking at the new fancy, well-dressed, well-spoken puppet. And while you're diverted off in you know, that candy land and busy watching your football and busy thinking everything's going to get okay because the government and Wall Street say they're fixing it, they're not fixing it. This is a controlled world government takedown of the West by the private bankers who are fully bankrupting us so they can buy everything up for pennies on the dollar, nationalize the rest, and use the army to block it and suppress it so the public can't resist and ever get their liberties or freedoms back. I want to bring Ted Anderson up for this segment, the next. Then Aaron Dykes is going to be on with us. Ted, did you hear me read the headline out of Bloomberg admitting, I mean, Bloomberg is saying it's basically over for the dollar. Headline, dollar staggers as U.S. unleashes cash flood deficit. The biggest foreign exchange strategies and investments say the best may be over for the dollar after a four-month 24% rally. Ted, what does this mean to you?
Well, Bloomberg's putting it right on the putting the pin right on the dot. It hit the bullseye right on the target. I'm surprised they're even going to say this. Bloomberg, you know, typically is a stock guy and wants to hide the fact that the United States dollar is going to die. They did. They came right out with that news, and I not only heard you read that one. I heard that news this morning on the way in on the talk radio shows. It's amazing that they did. They pinned it right there. Obviously, Alex, by this time, this is December of this year. By this time next year, we're probably going to experience inflation that this country has never seen before, with the exception of the continental dollar. And if you want to go all the way back to that and call that part of it, I'm just saying, since the United States currency, I should say, since the Constitution was formed here in the United States of America, the United States will have never experienced the kind of inflation that we have coming. The United States dollar is going to be falling. We're just like Bloomberg put it. They're attacking the United States dollar. That's what they're doing. They're cannibalizing whatever values left in this currency to try to bail out the problems that are going on. And like you said, I believe that this is a managed thing. It's intended to happen, and it's also intentions is to put us into some sort of a world currency. And I'm hearing that not only from you, but all over across the globe. And I do think we're heading right toward that. Now, I got to say, Alex, one of the best offers that we've been having going on here ever since I've been in business is that Creature from Jekyll Island book with the silver dollar. I have my shipping people staple that silver dollar into a plastic flip right inside of that front cover so they can take a look and they can read what this banking system's doing to us, how the system works, and understand how it works and actually take some action that counts. I mean, we're trying to call people to action here, but most of the people of the United States of America don't understand the system. And until you understand how this thing works, what pulls the triggers, what is the fundamental financing machine of this new world order, and until you understand that to its nth degree, you're not going to be able to actually have an effect here. And I just, you know, that's why.
All right, Jeff, we got a break. Stay there. We're going to come back to you after the break. Bottom line, people think it's cute to have private bankers running the Federal Reserve. It's cute and funny to have them ruling us. The new world order is cute and funny. The public is now, and the establishment minions are going to find out how cute and funny these cold-blooded people are. Their instinct is to dominate and enslave and control. That's why they're in power. We're going to come back and break down exactly what's happening with this economy. Please stay with us.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelorex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelorex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelorex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelorex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelorex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at chelorex.com. That's Kelorex.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Well, who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from pepperspray.com? Shop now at pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
All right, let's go back to Ted Anderson. Ted, when we tell people that foreign banks set us up in a Ponzi scheme, this isn't like some Ponzi at a country club that rips off everybody and then just runs off and people lose a few million or a few hundred thousand apiece with nouveau riche fools. This is the military-industrial complex taking over our nation for decades, setting up this master plan to implode the economy by design. Every anti-New World Order expert from G. Edward Griffin to Aaron Russo reported that that was their plan. We are now coming in to the master plan in their own documents to implode the world economy and then set up a world banking system called the New World Order. Now, in the Financial Times of London, in hundreds of newspapers the last 2 months, every day they're saying, yes, this is the New World Order. Yes, the bankers are going to own and run everything. And we still then have Rush Limbaugh saying it doesn't exist, it's not happening. So understand, folks, they engineered all this, and now they're telling the world that they're your saviors and that they're going to save you with work brigades and million-man tattletale squads. They are going to rob and rape us financially. They know the public's going to resist. This whole police state is so they can carry out the theft. And I know I keep repeating that, but if we don't get that message out and get it out to John Q. Public, who's listening, if we reach out, they'll listen and show them the facts, then the New World Order is going to get away with this, and things are only going to continue to get worse. Now, Ted, I got you on today because 2 weeks ago you bought gold at $740 an ounce. You had about 15 different coin offers you were offering. You have sold out of everything but two. Okay, so 15 coin offerings, everything but two, and they're the great British sovereign and the franc. That was the biggest buy you made, so that's why you got those left. This is the tail end. He had three coins yesterday. One of those sold out. He's down to two coins right now at the 740 level with gold up at what? What's gold trading at right now, Ted?
Looking at gold at 841 right now.
Okay, so you bought gold. You bought gold at $80. Less than it is right now, and so that's factored into the price. People are not going to find a better deal on British sovereigns.
Well, it was 740. Since it's 840, that's 100.
Okay, it's 100. So I'm on my feet here in the new studio, so I'm getting acclimated, can't do basic math. It's $100 difference, and when these are gone, they're gone. And the reason after ranting and raving about the bankers I bring this up is because, ladies and gentlemen, gold and silver cannot be completely devalued, and in an inflationary environment, they're only going to go up. And so you're getting into gold for $100 cheaper than it currently is trading, and this is the end of the deal, isn't it, Ted?
Yeah, I'll be having to buy at the new prices, so my prices have already gone up on the other items, and they will on these too. We're just filling the rest of the orders that we have with what's left and available. We'll be able to make good on everybody's commitment today, but I won't be able to tomorrow. This will be it.
And by the way, I don't want to get into behind-the-scenes stuff, but I actually had an argument last week, a nice argument, with one of your top gold people saying, I don't know how Ted's doing this deal. We're giving folks already a great deal. We should go up in prices. It's gone up. But Ted is not doing that. The gold is $100 above what he bought it, and he is not tagging on 20-30%. That'd still be a great deal. He is selling it to you at a deal that nobody can match. Again, British sovereigns, European francs, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, Ted.
Yeah, I got to say, and the product that I'm getting in now, it's all new product. Used to be able to, I was getting all the used stuff. They're done. That's all gone. The material that I'm getting now is the stuff that's been stored in banks, in vaults in Belgium, after the mint, the British Royal.
Wait a minute, you're telling me this isn't even circulated?
No, all the stuff is coming in new. It's just gorgeous stuff.
Oh, my. So you're selling uncirculated, semi-collectible coins. Now, they're on the bottom of the numismatic chart for $100 under what the market says.
Yeah, it is. It's really a good buy at this time.
800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. At the 8 after, I'm going to have Aaron Dykes on about the Marines and the local blogger. Been big developments there. But stay there, Ted. I want to talk for 5 minutes about the creature from Jekyll Island.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.